Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Downtown Arts Alliance sets the mood for spring in an art crawl coming up Thursday evening. Nine galleries have special events, exhibits, and guest artists set for the night. The organization's treasurer and Washita River Art Gallery member, Charlie Heck, joins us for a preview. Charlie, good to see you.
Well, good seeing you, Bob.
Glad that you're here and looking forward to another excellent gallery crawl. Let's start with Washita River Art Gallery, a featured exhibit there. Joyce Beauvais, it's going to be on display. Share about her work and some of the other artists that will be there at Washita River Art Gallery.
Of course, Washita River Art Gallery is an artist cooperative. In fact, the largest and oldest in the state of Louisiana. We've got approximately 30 artists. Joyce is a painter working in watercolor and oil, and she's won a lot of honors at the Barnwell Arts Center in Shreveport. There was a competition by Hoover Watercolor Society where she won an award, and also the Best of Show in the Union Parish Arts Council Competitive Arts Exhibition. She'll have up many of her paintings, but all of the other artists will be exhibiting also. I'm a member, a very proud member of that gallery in West Monroe.
And always a lot of festivities going on during the crawl there at Washita River Art Gallery.
Yes.
Live entertainment, I believe, and Landry's Vineyards, I believe, will be...
Yes, we will have food, drink, and music, and artwork. And it's an opportunity to meet artists as well.
Of course, that's happening on Trent Street in West Monroe, right across the river along South Grand at the Livaday Studio. Jolie and company welcome a member of the Louisiana Tech faculty presenting an exhibit there. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be featured coming up at Livaday?
Jolie and Jason are sponsoring Jerry Berg, who's in the School of Art at Louisiana Tech. He's a classic realist painter. The name of his show will be A Joining of Time, and he uses old master techniques and has some very, very interesting portraits. If you go online or go to the gallery, he has a very interesting portrait of Dr. Renault, the past president of Louisiana Tech. But his artwork is wonderful, and he has his MFA from Kansas State, and he's a very impressive individual. And let me add that you should visit the gallery also for Jolie, who later... this month we'll be getting her MFA, her Master of Fine Arts at Louisiana Tech, which is quite an honor.
A lot going on there. And just down the way at the Downstairs Gallery, presenting a collection entitled A Clockwork Strange.
That's an unusual name. That's Julie Pearson, and she's a very imaginative artist, and she brings people together from who work in different media, but she makes it work and makes it a central theme. And this is going to, in effect, I understand, be a step back in time. Victorian futurism, the steam engines, airships, and such as that. She's bringing in artists from different locations. She's bringing in four artists from Washita River Art Gallery. Mm-hmm. In fact, Don Hudnall, who's the president of Washita River Art Gallery, will be giving an artist talk at 8 o'clock p.m., and that should be interesting because the listeners and I can go find out what this steampunk movement is. That's a new one on me. I'm a little too old.
Always something new, something to learn. And, of course, upstairs as well as Big Room, they'll be hosting author Amy Oochley with Amy's new book that she'll have there on hand.
That's correct. Amy has been very successful with her recently released Swamper, Letters from a Louisiana Swamp Rabbit. It's a children's book, but Amy's a biologist and a teacher, and the book is instructive. And it's beautifully documented with photographs by Berg Ransom and illustrations by Gabe Brantley. And Amy will give her artist talk at 7 p.m. Upstairs in Big Room, we'll also have work by ULM and Louisiana Tech students, and also by Emily Caldwell, John Aiken, Robbie Jones, and Rick Sykes.
Yeah, a lot going on there. Palace Gallery, Charlie, they always have a lot going on. They always seem to make an appropriate theme whenever the gallery crawl comes around. This month, no exception, Child Abuse Prevention Month, a special collection there, a unique artistic impression that's presented on this issue. Share a little bit more about what's going to be taking place.
Jared Stokes and the folks at Palace Gallery are very community conscious, and they're very event conscious as far as things that are going on. It's the fourth annual Child Abuse Prevention Month photo contest, and they will have that displayed. And their purpose is to make the community aware of the issue of child abuse and neglect and to try to improve things. And the visitors to the gallery will have an opportunity to vote on the photographs that they're displaying that touch them the most. And it's a very important thing to see.
And something else, speaking of importance, wow, it's Becton Gallery making a last appearance in Thursday's art crawl. Charlie, share about Margaret's involvement over the years and her commitment to arts in the area, as being billed as a curtain call that'll be happening there.
Margaret Becton, now Margaret Becton Cox, mm-hmm. has been an artist in the Monroe area. Well, she was raised in the Monroe area. She has degrees in art, graphic design, and art education from Louisiana Tech. She is a wonderful, wonderful painter. This show, she's going to show retrospectives of her work over the years. She has vibrant landscapes and a lot of Monroe landmarks and abstracts. And Margaret is going to give an artist talk at 6:30 p.m., and it will be worth hearing because she's an excellent artist.
And also involved is the Sugar Gallery and Arinder Studios. Great things going on there. The Downtown Gallery Crawl community support really brings this together each and every time one of these events takes place.
Well, I'm over here applauding KEDM, which has forever supported us. Our presenting sponsor, Creed & Creed, has been so supportive of the arts, and that group actually recently won the BART Award at the Master Museum. Bancor South has been a sustainer, and of course we've got the News Star, the Monroe, West Monroe Convention and Visitors Bureau, Delta Style.
Lots of great things. Charlie Heck with the Downtown Arts Alliance and the Gallery Crawl tomorrow night. Charlie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for hosting us again, Bob.